If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello.
We pressed play and then I took a drink.
Yeah, you took this moment immediately to take a sip of your drink.
It's just a really sweet Fanta orange.
Oh.
Sweeter than usual?
Sweeter than you?
Do you know what?
Stop it.
I'm sweet enough. I don't usually get a Fanta, but I just had a craving. So I don't know if it's sweeter than usual. It's probably not as sweet as back in the old day, the glory days when everything was full of sugar. Am I right?
When everything was 90% sugar.
Yeah, it's not a good crisp sunny day.
Yeah. And it really is worse. Like, I was drinking the lemon and lime one? Sprite. I was drinking a Sprite, and they have they're like, you know, low calorie, whatever. It says on the front, low calorie lemon lime drink or something. And I was drinking it, and I was like, yeah, but you can taste its sweetness. Like, it doesn't taste as good.
It's not as good.
It doesn't taste as good as it used to.
Sprite adverts used to be wild.
I don't know.
Do you remember the Sprite adverts?
No. Horrible.
They were, like, scary. Because the thing was that, like, somebody would, like, crack out a Sprite, I think, take a sip of it. And then this little, because, you know, like, the word Sprite for, like, a little demon or a fairy thing would, like, come, like, crawling out of, like, there's one on, like, a subway train, I think, and it suddenly it's, like, hanging from the ceiling of this train and it's, like, and it's, like, all running around. And I remember finding it quite alarming.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there were loads of those, weren't there? Like, especially in, like, the 90s and 2000s, there were just loads of adverts that you're like, this is actually, like, frightening.
Quite scary.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
The PlayStation adverts, do you remember those?
No.
Oh, there's some really weird PlayStation adverts. There's, like, there's very avant-garde, very Lynch.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, there's, like, a
very
one where
Lynch.
It's, like, yeah, it's, like, a something about, like, a baby's, like, doll head, and it's on, like, that one, and there's, like, a girl. And
what, like a spider. Like Toy Story?
Yeah, like it's like, yeah, kind of, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just weird and scary. I can't remember exactly, but it's just strange.
I believe you, though.
Yeah, 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 traumatic. And that's why I had an Xbox.
You fucked it, PlayStation.
Yeah, you really missed out on my business.
It just shows up. It's like, I'm sponsored now by Xbox. Remember Microsoft. When PlayStation had those terrible ads?
Yeah. I just got the new Halo game, guys. I'm having so much fun.
No one played PlayStation.
I played PlayStation.
Did you?
You're a PlayStation guy, yeah.
Well, we've just lost our sponsor.
Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Xbox.
What did you play?
X stand for?
Extreme.
Is it
tweeting?
Tweeting.
No.
Tweeting. Tweetbox.
Tweetbox. What did you play on PlayStation?
Everything.
Okay.
Which one did you have? PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 1. I had a PlayStation 1. And a PlayStation 2.
Nice.
Never had a PlayStation 3, but now I have a PlayStation 4.
Cool.
Mm. Ooh.
And I don't have a 5 because I'm not made of gold.
What are you playing on it?
Right now? Mm-hmm. Or back then? So
let's go right now because I asked you about back then and you went everything.
Well, apologies. Recently,
yeah,
Louisa has gotten into playing PlayStation with me.
Nice.
And so we've gotten a lot of like co-op games, which has been really fun. So like there's like really, really like cute, fun games for like multiplayer. There's one called Big Little Planet.
Yeah.
So fun. It makes me laugh so much.
It's a funny game.
And then they have a second one called Sackboy. Actually, it's Big Little Planet 3 or something like that. That's the newest one.
Mm.
And then they have one called Sackboy, which is a similar vibe, but different enough. If you've ever played it, it's good fun. But Louisa had never played PlayStation before when we started dating, so she has like learned the language of PlayStation.
Mm.
And there's one called It Takes Two.
Aw.
And really quite intense concept for a cute little PlayStation game where it has to be collaborative. I think you can presumably play it on your own because that would be wild if you couldn't, but the vibe of it is meant to be that you have to have two players.
Like society.
Or society.
It's made for people to be together. It's not really made for people.
Oh, I thought
single.
It was a game. I was like, I've never heard of it. Oh, society. I've heard of society.
Yeah, have you heard of society? You're in
playing
it.
Playing it all the time.
You're in it.
But It Takes Two. The concept is there's this little girl and her parents are like on the cusp of separation. They're going to get divorced. Ooh. And she has these two little dolls that she's made and she like basically makes a wish, I think. And her parents turn into the dolls. And so you're playing as the two little dolls and you have to try and get yourself out of the, you know, navigate your way through the house to try and get yourself out of the situation. And then there's randomly like a sort of Italian book of love who's teaching you lessons. And he'll be
amore.
Like, the next chapter is collaboration. And it's all about like trying to get their relationship back on track and things. But
That's so dark.
It's quite heavy. Yeah. But it'll be like...
Wait, so you're trying to get... Is the parent trap?
Yeah, parent trap the game.
It's a little bit parent trappy. It'll be like, the next one is attraction. And then you both have magnets and one of you can like push and one of you can pull and you have to do things together.
Wait, is this game set up not to be okay with divorce, but to say, try and get your parents back together?
Well, we haven't finished it, so I've got no idea whether or not they stay
together. Oh my God, please keep us tuned. That is so fascinating.
It's wild, because I was like, this is a weird game where like, I feel like the only ethical way that this could end is that they do separate and everyone's okay with that and they find like a nice, like it can't be that the ending is like, and so if you can't fix your parents' marriage by making a magical wish, you're a piece of shit, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's quite an adult game anyway, like the way you die in it
is
really brutal.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know whether it's actually meant for kids.
So it's just meant for like... I don't know.
Traumatized
adults.
It's cheaper than therapy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Fascinating. Yeah, please keep us posted on how this game ends.
It's a beautiful game. It's made really well. It's good fun.
I've never been a gamer, but I did read that book, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow.
Oh, did you like it?
Loved it.
Oh my God, I love
it's
that
beautiful.
Book.
Have you read it?
No, what's it about?
Oh, it's read it. So it's beautiful. Good.
Beautiful.
Do you know, I messaged Gabrielle Zevin on Instagram and occasionally we talk.
Shut up!
Because I just followed her and then I sent her a message like, I just really love this book. I read another one by her as well.
Ah!
Basically, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow is about...
Well, let's not spoil it in case people haven't read it.
Yeah, I won't do any spoilers. Okay. I'll just do like a pitch, elevator pitch.
Yeah, like whatever's on the back cover.
It is like a coming-of-age story. It's about two kids. They meet in a children's hospital for differing reasons. And they meet... It's like 90s, I think. Like late 80s, 90s. And so it's the era of like Super Mario. So they're both into Super Mario and they start gaming together in this children's hospital. and it's just about their lives.
It's about their lives and their friendship.
Yeah, growing up together.
Nice. It's really, really good.
And it's all about shared gaming. Love of gaming and video games. And stuff. Yeah.
That sounds cute.
It's really good. Yeah, I think you'd really like it.
Tomorrow, I'll read it.
Tomorrow, and tomorrow. Yeah,
okay.
Just don't read tomorrow.
That's terrible.
That is shit.
That was the prequel. They hadn't quite worked it out at that point.
Do not read that.
This one needs more tomorrow.
Can we get one more tomorrow?
I think the best book I've read in a long time.
Oh, lovely.
I'll check it out.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for a good
book.
That's
good. Mm. What's the best book you've read in a long time?
Recently?
Yeah.
The last book I read was really interesting. I really enjoyed it. It's quite niche, though. It was a book about the Beatles. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're talking both our dad's language.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They really enjoyed it.
We both turned into our fathers.
It was like a very extensive history of them, but like the stories that like you don't really hear.
Which book was that?
It's called 1, 2, 3, 4 by Craig Brown. And he does like a lot of like books about that. So he does like a lot of like intensive research on like famous people.
You've just solved both of our Christmas presents.
They'll really enjoy it. John Lennon tried to convince the band to get a lobotomy?
What?
There's this new medical practice called a lobotomy. Because this was when lobotomies were a thing.
Yeah.
And he tried to convince Paul to get one.
Oh my god.
And Paul was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Paul really was the sensible one.
He really was, yeah.
When I watched
the
Get Back documentary, that was really the takeaway for me, was that I was like...
Paul's the adult.
Oh, I mean, like...
I used to really dislike him, and I watched that, and I was like, oh, he's hot. He's super hot.
Yeah, he's hot, but he's also just like, he's clearly the one who's like, all right, guys, let's get our shit together.
Yeah, he's captain of the ship.
Yeah, George Harrison was just like, quite like sensitive and... Obviously, just like quite easily upset.
Yeah.
Mardy as hell.
Yeah. He was, yeah. But he was
John Lennon was
on
heroin. So that wasn't helping.
Time, yeah. It's because when Brian Epstein died, their manager, Paul kind of had to take the reins. His lover. Who?
That's a rumor.
Whose lover?
John Lennon.
Yeah, that was in the book as well.
Yeah.
That was in the book. They explained that.
That's a rumor. Is it a rumor?
Yeah, no, it's a rumor. Because they went on holiday.
John Lennon was bisexual and Brian Epstein was gay and... That they had this sort of like.
I had no idea.
They went on holiday together one time.
Yeah. And if not a physical. If not a physical affair, then like an emotion. Like they were like. Yeah. They were emotionally.
Deeply connected.
Connected. Yeah.
I love that you said that like it was hard proof.
They were on holiday. Yes.
The Bahamas. It's romantic.
Well, there you go.
No, what happens in the Bahamas stays in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Have you never been on,
have you fucked every single 100% of the people you've ever been on holiday with?
Yeah. Family holidays are rough. Sorry. That was going gross.
No. We were all about to go there.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
I know.
I'm glad that you went there instead of us.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it makes us look like the poles of the situation.
Disgusting, Lucas.
You can make that joke, but if we're like, you fuck your family.
That's true. They're my family.
Yeah.
Who do you think we would be if we were a Beetle?
Oh, what do you mean, like if we were all fucking our families?
If we were all fucking our families,
who would be the hottest family?
Who would that make us?
Who is the sexiest family?
No, I would say like
who would have the best holiday?
You know, there's like the three of us here.
Okay.
What do you think you'd be as a Beetle?
Probably George Harrison.
Yeah.
I'm very Mardy.
Do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. I like to think that I would maybe be. Like, he was very good. He was very creative.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
Very talented.
Yeah, but I just don't want to be the Mardy one, but I think I probably am.
I think I'd be Ringo.
The way you said that was in a Liverpool accent as well.
Ringo?
Yeah? Why?
He's an idiot. Nah, I really relate to that.
He seems happy to be there for the ride. Yeah,
I'm happy to be here. Honestly.
He just does what he's told.
Yeah,
I feel like you're more of a maverick than Ringo.
Do you think John Lennon?
I hit my wife.
You jumped on that so quickly.
I hit my wife.
Poor Patrick.
Poor
old Patrick.
No, I have no idea.
Stop
I guess
calling
I
him your wife.
What would you be?
I'd like to think I'd be Paul because I play the
you're
bass as well.
You got a Paul vibe.
You got a Paul vibe. You're cool. You're hot.
Whoa. Thank you, Ringo.
You're hot.
That's all right. You often say to me that you play drums better than I do.
Yeah, I've always said that.
Your Ringo impression. That's all right.
I don't know. I can't actually do a Liverpudlian accent.
So you do Goblin instead.
So I do Goblin.
That's all right.
That's all right. No problem. Yeah, my dad always really stands up for Ringo.
They only put Ringo in the band because he was...
Available.
Yeah. No, because he was... Yeah, he was around. No, it's because he was uglier than their other drummer who was getting too much attention.
Pete Best.
Yeah, that's why they kicked him out.
You're joking. There's a lot of theories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the ladies loved him.
That's why
he was getting too much attention. The others were getting jealous.
That's why Mickey tried to get me off this pod.
Too hot.
I said too hot.
Too hot to handle.
Get them off.
We can't pod with all these ladies screaming. That's why we had to move studios.
Yeah, we're getting too much fan
throw
mail.
Them off the scent.
I like being surrounded by attractive people. Mm-hmm. And you know, it gives people, it helps me with the like cheerleader effect. When there's like lots of like attractive people around.
What's the cheerleader effect?
Every single one of them. If it's like a, I mean, to be honest, I think this is from How I Met Your Mother, which is a terrible show. But I... Okay. And this is where we learn our feminist ideals. Yeah, but there was a good theory. It was like if there's loads of like if you see like a group of girls, like all in their 20s and they're all just like kind of together, you think, oh, that's an attractive group of girls.
Yeah,
but you don't base your opinion of them on like an individual.
You don't look at their individual faces.
No. Yeah. You're just like, that's an attractive group of girls. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I think like if people looked at us. I think that's an attractive group of people.
That is a hot bunch of cheerleaders over there.
That's a hot bunch of cheerleaders.
They got faces for like, podcasting.
Yeah. Just wait till you see me up close. Wow.
Yeah.
I got, sorry, it just reminded me of the fact that like I got this message from my cousin and there's a website in the Netherlands, which is kind of like a Reddit. And he was like, do you know you're in the top of the Reddit? In their like most liked things. Ooh. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, oh, what? And because they just take your video, they don't put your name on it or anything. Mm.
Yeah.
Like that. And he was like, yeah, the comments aren't even that bad. He's like, that's crazy for this website. It's much like Reddit, I guess.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, really? And you know, I really try not to look at comments because it's horrible. But I was like, oh, they're not that bad. The first comment was so horrendous that I was like texting my cousin. I was like, what are you talking about? The first comment was like, she's got a chin you could build a house on. I was like, okay.
That's so okay. Mean.
I'm like, ah.
Your cousin reading that, like,
Mickey's gonna love this.
They could say worse.
Yeah, they could say worse. And in the words of John Mulaney, that's something I'm insecure about. It really made me laugh. I was like, oh my God. I immediately turned it off. I was, because there were like three comments underneath it that were just like, yeah, she's got a man's chin. And I was like, no, I need to get out of here.
Man's chin. That's so horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Nice chin.
Yeah.
Well, like it's funny because it's like it's genuinely something I'm insecure about. And Patrick said to me before, he's like, "That's one of the things I think is most beautiful about you." He's like, "I think that is really striking." And so I just every time I'm insecure about it, I just think, the thing that you don't like about you, that will be the thing, you know, that will be the thing that other people think is great.
I can't say I've ever had a thought about your chin in my life.
No. Well, I think that would be most people. I think most people would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Except for this one man on Dutch Reddit.
Yeah. And he's a chin guy, you know?
He's a chin guy. Yeah. He's really, you know, he says something negative, but really he's just wanking.
I actually, I was in a hotel last week and I was charging my phone using the USB of the TV. So I had the TV on, but I had it muted because I was on the phone to Louisa. And
I think you told me this.
Naked Attraction came on.
I think you might have said it on the pod, actually.
Did I say it last week?
You said about how you were watching Naked Attraction,
in the hotel. So, yeah, so I was watching Naked Attraction. And then, obviously, when I finished talking to Louisa, I was like, I'm completely fascinated by the concept of this show now.
Yeah, because you were saying that that you'd see more penises just then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing, because the reason we said chin guy,
there
was one guy on it who was, like, completely fixated by the length of people's butt cracks.
That's so funny.
And I was like, this is not something that has ever crossed my mind before. But he was, like, looking at all these women's butts and going, like, she's got, like, a nice length butt crack. It's not too short. It's not too long. It's just, like, the right amount.
This is so funny because I've heard this before.
But I don't.
I've heard this before where if someone's like, well, they've got a really long butt crack, and I'm like, what do you mean?
What? And somebody said like, oh, I didn't like the butt crack.
That's so funny.
But I've also just remembered that there's a picture somewhere of
One woman's shore buttress.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And someone's
That's the jokey one. Yeah.
He's got a real long butt crack.
But that's the jokey one. Yeah. It's not real.
Yeah, but it is jarring.
If you haven't seen this photo, you have to look up.
Yeah, when you said that, you were talking about long butt cracks. I pictured that butt, but I didn't know where it was from. I was like, I could just remember the butt. I was like, oh, it's John Lennon.
Just a severed butt.
That's so funny how, like, sometimes you talk about stuff and then, like, other things will come. Like, you go around and then you come back to
John Lennon.
It always comes back to him.
All roads lead back to John Lennon.
I just Googled John Lennon butt crack. It's not come up, unfortunately.
I was reading something about John Lennon. Oh, I mean, this is sad. But I was reading about it was when Matthew Perry died, and then people like were commenting on like the other Friends cast pages being like,
"Oh yeah, you need to say something.
You need to say something, and like you need to respond." Like it's like, oh, that's so crazy. And then I'd remembered that, like, it's like because you can't. People respond really weirdly after people's, like, you'd want to take some time so you can actually because like there's that video of Paul McCartney responding to John Lennon's death.
Oh yeah.
And he's obviously like, and it seems like he's really aloof, but he's just heard it, so he's obviously like in shock and not really knowing what he's saying.
Also, like, they were such, like, I think that they were in the kind of scheme of things quite like emotional men and like kind of in touch with their feelings and but like they were like, what was he in his 30s from Liverpool, like working class background. He's not going to in front of a reporter go like, yeah, my heart is broken.
No, of course not.
So it's this kind of, it is like, I think a lot of men would kind of have this aloof response of like, what does he say? He says something like, oh, it's a drag or something like
that. Yeah, he says that. Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I mean, that's the response that anybody would give to a complete stranger on the street going, how do you feel about your friend dying? You'd go, yeah, I mean, like, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
What else are you meant to say?
Yeah.
I think it's really unfair of people to expect him to be, like, weeping on the street with a woman he's never met. Like,
well, when you hear of my death, eventually, I'm going out before you.
Yeah.
I assume so.
I want you to.
In, like, a really weird way, I think you'll go.
Just like a really, like, stupid way.
I think, like, the PR of you dying will be like more about like me having to field questions about like the circumstances, more about how I feel, where I'll be like, honestly, I don't know what she was doing. I can't explain. I don't have the answers you need. We're looking into it.
Okay, so what I want you to do is fall to your knees and wail.
Yeah, okay.
But what you will be doing is saying, yeah, sounds weird, listen.
We all have a lot of questions.
That's Mickey.
Yeah. That was, you know,
that was what she was like.
That's why we loved her, you know.
But it's a drag.
I haven't really had time to process how I feel about this because, honestly, I'm as creeped out as you are.
I don't know what she was doing with that toaster, to be honest. Yeah. I feel bad for the toaster, if anything.
We're in touch with the toaster's family.
Great stuff. All right, should we get a guest
Let's get a guest in. A wonderful guest we have this week. Mm. Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Excellent comedian. Recently nominated for Best Newcomer at the Edinburgh Fringe with his show Hungry, Horny and Scared, which is such a good title for a show.
It's a great show.
So great.
He's brilliant. He does brilliant sketches online.
With friend of the pod.
Ed Knight.
Friend
of the studio.
Yeah.
Every weird thing that's in this studio, we blame Ed Knight.
There's so much of his DNA in this room.
100%. Yes, it's all over the wall.
So on that note, let's get Paddy in.
Let's get Paddy in.
Hi.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up. Even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Paddy Young.
Paddy!
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. Is this how you start?
Yeah, that's how we start. Everyone's frightened, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should change that, but we do it anyway.
I was just dropped in, a blindfold was pulled from me.
Paddy Young!
It's very nice to have you here. Thank you very much for joining us. Oh, lovely.
Oh, milk bottles. You like these?
Oh, I love these.
That is good. Saw them in the shop and I couldn't help myself. Give them a go.
They don't look like milk bottles.
They're like old styley ones.
Oh.
They've been making these for 170 years.
Barrett's milk bottles.
They'll be out of date.
Oh, they're like the chalky ones.
Yeah.
Is that flour? What is it? Icing sugar?
I think it is.
Made with milk?
Mmm.
Mmm.
Well, it's good to start the podcast eating on the podcast. This is going to really piss
people
off.
Really? Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's quite chewy.
Do they not like it?
Well, like, I have a thing about chewing.
You can't eat on the podcast. Yeah. No.
Four people as well.
Four people.
All at the same time.
We'll mute it.
You might forgive one halfway through.
Should we try and get our chewing in sync?
That really,
Oh, I don't like
that. That really tasted like nothing else. I don't know anything that tastes like that.
It does just sort of taste just a little bit milky, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. It has a milky taste. Mm. Yeah. Where do you even get that?
Next door at the corner shop.
Fuck. Nice.
The corner shop next door?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
God, I need to look around.
All right, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Paddy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a dweller? Do you dwell on moments in your life?
Of course.
Really?
Are you?
Are you not?
Good. Oh, no, yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But sometimes the podcast we did last week with Nick Howam,
mm-hmm.
he was like, no.
You'd be surprised how many comedians just say no. I tend to kind of just like take every day as it comes. And I'm like, I thought we were all screaming into the abyss about every
That's
mistake we've ever made.
I long to be like that. But I feel like I barely believe people when they say they don't dwell. Because for me, it's like every single night and every single moment alone.
Every moment of darkness.
Like, I often think about how like I've managed to just fill my life with so many distractions and things to do.
Mm.
And then I have to listen to stuff to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it's
what
just
do you listen to?
Loads, like sometimes old radio shows, sometimes just noises.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that's all I do is dwell.
Yeah. What's your favourite thing to listen to when you go to sleep? What would be your go-to? Like, you need to get to sleep in a rush.
In a rush?
Yeah.
There's like rainforest noises.
Really?
You go rainforest?
Yeah.
I would need to pee. I can't have anything water-based. Yeah. It would make me need a wee.
No, I do
brown
the bed
sound.
Most nights,
actually. That'll be why. It's
when
the
rainforest is on.
Yeah, yeah. You do brown sound.
Brown sound, baby.
What's that?
It's like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
But not as
staticky. Yeah.
I think it's a lower pitch, isn't it? Yeah. Brown noise.
It's lovely.
It's really. Kind of like a really wind good. Tunnel, I think. It's got that
it's
kind
really
of like
good. It's really good.
It. Yeah.
What do you do?
I have the Calm app and I listen to sleep stories.
Sleep
okay.
stories.
You said Calm app and I thought you said car map. Okay. And I got really I was
I
like
I get out the A to Z and I make Louisa read it to me.
Some people might listen to this.
And if she... Oh.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, I swear to God.
Wake back up!
If you're all falling asleep whilst you're listening to this, you piece of shit. Wake up and think about everything you've done wrong in your life.
Sarah and I demand that people only listen to this fully awake. 100% awake.
If you're feeling.
Not even when they're waking up and having their coffee.
Yeah, you got to be
peak post coffee.
Post coffee, middle of the day. You've just been to the gym. I want you jazzed.
Yeah.
Alarm clock podcast.
Alarm clock, yeah. Wow. No excuses.
I'm glad you dwell. It's nice to have a fellow dweller.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I tried to. Well, we've all done it, haven't we? Done a bit of therapy and that stuff, but it works for a bit. For a bit, but it doesn't stop it all, does it?
No.
I thought about. I took some mushrooms a few months ago, and then my sisters gave me some more, and I've got some spare.
Your sisters are your drug dealers.
Yeah, yeah, they're into it, and they gave me some stuff.
Yeah,
just love the idea that both your sisters gave you mushrooms.
Yeah,
I know. These are my two younger sisters, not my older sister. She would not be approving of any of this.
No, God, are you second?
Yeah, they're twins, the younger sisters.
Oh, so they did present their mushrooms together. Yeah. They have to.
A friend the other day was talking about how she microdoses.
Oh, yeah.
And that helps. So I'm generally quite sceptical to all this kind of stuff, but they just sat in a drawer. So I think I might try that. I've also, my friend's got ADHD and he's given me some Ritalin because he's certain that I've got it. So I keep booking out days in the week to try the Ritalin, but then I've got other stuff to do.
He's giving
just doesn't
you some
really
Ritalin.
Seem like how meds should work. No.
Well, I'm not going to get a diagnosis because I'm not going to pay for it and I'm not going to join the waiting list.
Mm. Sarah's just done this.
I've just done it.
Right.
I did pay for it then.
Yeah. Worth it?
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah.
It's nice having you. You were just looking for an excuse.
Excuse to, like, you know, why am I face down on the ground for most of the day?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now I have my answers.
Someone was talking about being like neurodiverse and how, you know, like most people probably like have some sort of like neurodiverse, you know, scale thing. Mm. And then they looked at me and they went, "You don't." And I was like, this actually feels like an insult now.
I think you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're like,
you
you know, when Mr. Burns, he's got so many diseases that they can't all get through.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of everything.
I mean, I don't. I've never seen The Simpsons, but I understand the reference.
Right. Wow.
You've never seen The Simpsons?
Well, I mean, like, I've seen maybe, like, half an episode.
Wow.
What?
Have we not done this?
But that's... No.
Sunil almost tried to stop being friends with me.
But this is, like, exactly your sense of humour.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I've realised. Whenever I see, like, a bit of an episode, I don't like it. But if someone quoted me all the jokes from it...
You'd be
every time
it.
Someone's quoted me jokes from it, I think it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you've got something.
that's a mental illness, actually. I don't
So you don't like the characters, but you do like the jokes?
Yeah, I don't like the animation.
Really?
Yeah. But if someone quotes me the jokes, I always think it's the funniest thing. Heidi's really quoted funny. Me so many jokes from it, and I always think it's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. This feels like somebody like slipping like broccoli under your mashed potatoes. Like, Heidi's forcing you to like The Simpsons by just quoting it at you.
Yeah, my grandpa used to say he didn't like melted cheese, and then my grandpa would be like, a lasagna. And then he'd be like, this tastes good.
Yeah. Really? It's like a Simpsons lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a big dweller. Have you ever had a big near miss experience, Paddy?
I was trying to think about this, and there's not like one that springs to mind, but I do feel like my teenage years, sort of like 15 to 18, me and my friends just did so many little things that I just think could have gone so wrong.
Tell us.
So I remember I'm not going to name any of these people, but like I remember a good friend of mine. We were at his house. We were 17. His parents were away.
Uh-huh. Oh no!
And one of my friends got too drunk.
Yeah.
And he lived about 40-minute walk from where we were. And then my friend, who was drunk.
And where are we? We're in the north.
We're in Scarborough.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Scarborough.
Picture the scene.
Yeah.
There's a sleep story about Scarborough.
I can't remember what year it was, but it was. We were listening to you know. Uh huh. And Block Party. Does that give you a time capsule?
Yeah. Turned to Mickey and said, "You know," and I was like, "Is this something?"
I know.
You know Block Party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were on.
So you got Block Party on
your
Scarborough.
On. Someone's too drunk. It was one of those, you know, teenage hangouts where every Friday we'd meet up and it would be like a few of us.
Yeah.
But we'd get so drunk or high, but it would just be a handful of us.
Yeah, I've seen Skins.
Yeah, it was like that.
Scarborough Skins.
Yeah, they got rid of the girls, and. Yeah, anyway, it just transpired that, yeah, my friend had to go home and he was really drunk. and my friend. Well, let's give my friends a name so I can just say their names.
What would you want it to
be? I can't say his real name.
Oh, you can't say his real name.
You give me a name, and then people can't look into my choices for names.
Ben.
So Ben got too drunk. Yeah. So.
Oh, another friend?
Yeah.
Hank.
So Hank, we're at Hank's house. Good. She's never seen Simpsons. Hank Azaria.
Well, I know who Hank Azaria is.
Oh, right.
He's
right.
From France.
I've never seen that. So Hank said, I'll drive him home. Mm-hmm. Hank was only 17.
And is Hank drunk?
Yeah. Drunk. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a driver's license and didn't have a car, but his parents did. But were away for the weekend.
Yikes.
And I was just like, I was livid. I said, you can't do it.
Hank, it's so stupid. Hank.
Typical Hank.
Classic Hank.
Ben's so drunk that he just gets in the car. And then they both get in the car and I think, well, I may as well go with them because it's better that I'm with them than not.
That is...
No, that's terrible logic.
Terrible logic.
It's, better if we all die.
Better three drunk people than two.
But it just felt the thing to do. So we all got in the car and we driving...
Captain of the Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing violin.
Felt like the thing to do.
We shall be. Those hands up against it. It got heated. We were so close to Ben's house, and then a police car was behind us, and it was behind us for ages.
Oh, no.
And then Hank turned it. So funny that I'm doing this, trying to remember the names. Hank turned in, and as he turned in, the police sirens went off, and then he pulled us over. And Hank was just unbelievably confident. He just pulled through. Like it's amazing that some people have that.
Yeah.
Even at 17, in a car that's not yours, you don't have a license. And he pulled down the window and he went, good evening, officer, can I help you? And he said, you know why I pulled you over? He said, do I have a taillight out? So cocky. But when I've missed something. When he pulled over, Ben jumped out of the back seat and put his hands on his head. he jumped out of the car and put his hands on his head. And the policeman said through his thing, get back in the car. So I was like, we're so doomed. We're in so much trouble.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But yeah, Hank talked us out of it. He just somehow talked him out of it, and the policeman was like, yeah, you the way you took that corner was a bit slow. It made me think that you'd been drinking, but I'm speaking to you now and you seem fine.
This is incredible. I'm mad that they didn't breathalyze by people like this.
I know. And then how mad is this? So I thought, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Let's all stay at Ben's. And Hank goes, well, I need to put the car out.
Oh, my God.
He drove home on his own that night.
Fuck's sake. Oh, Hank.
Awful, oh, man. Right?
How are you still friends old with did Hank look?
Yeah. Huh?
Did he look 17?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh my God. But
it was like, you're still friends with him. Is he still this confident?
Yeah, he's got two children.
Wow.
That explains it.
That's confidence to have two children already.
It's a lot of confidence. It takes a lot of confidence to make children.
Make children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be fucking a lot.
You have to have sex at least twice.
Well, when I was young, I thought it was so easy to have a baby because everyone was 16 and pregnant on that program.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I was like, that's not just that program; that applies to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going for these bottles, are they?
Yeah, but you can't eat on. Oh,
can you?
No.
I'll do that. No one would be able to hear
this
that.
This is so bad.
You're treating this like a hang.
Yeah, you're treating this like a hang.
No, they're not.
What do you think? We're Hank and Ben over here. We're not Hank and Ben. We're Ben and Hank.
And Ben and Hank are sober.
Who do you think you'd be, Sarah?
In that story?
Yeah.
Ben.
Do you think I'd be Hank?
No.
We're both Ben.
We're both Ben.
You'd both be me. You'd be both be...
Yeah, we'd both be outside the car.
Mm. Oh, I think we're both rule followers, though.
I'm such a rule follower.
I've been in the car as a teenager with friends who've been driving drunk and... Mm. Been very like aware of how angry my mum would be if I died.
Right.
That's my takeaway. It's
and
not,
how
like,
hypocritical, because all of our parents are drunk in their cars.
All the time.
All the time.
I love telling stories about that.
Yeah.
How they got pulled over and they knew that the officer knew they were drunk but just let them switch around.
Well, then it was like perfectly fine to drink and drive.
It was the 30s, guys. That's when that happened.
Cars couldn't go faster than walking pace.
Yeah.
And they only came in one colour.
You can drive your car, but don't drink drive on your horse.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think that were there loads of those moments?
Yeah, so many.
My God.
Mm.
I got pulled over by police once. But all I'd done was, mine was far more cowardly and I hadn't even done anything wrong, really. It's just that I was driving. I just got my license. I was 17 and I drove into Scarborough, picked up my friend. Actually, it was Ben. He was in the back.
He's back.
And then a police car was behind us, and I got so scared that I was going to do something wrong that I was just kept looking at the police car behind us. And then went into a one-way street the wrong way.
Oh,
man. Did you say when they pulled you over?
Yeah, I said
this is your fault.
Huh?
To the police, like, if it weren't for you, this would have never happened.
That's what Hank would have said.
Yeah, that is what Hank would have said.
That's I just said I'm really sorry. He could see that I just passed my thing in. He was really nice.
Oh,
and
okay,
he let us go. And then he asked us where we're going, and we said we're going to this pub. And then we went to the pub, and we were in the beer garden. And then about 20 minutes later, he pulled up incredibly fast. Like, the fastest I've ever seen a car go down a residential road. And then he put his brakes on, and he said, as soon as I let you go, I had a report on the radio that people matching your identity had done an armed robbery, cost cutter. And then he spoke to us and realised it wasn't us.
Yeah. No, and then you were like, phew, we got away with that armed robbery.
Yeah. I didn't say that at the start, did I? Where do you think these milk bottles are from?
Near miss.
You've kept them for years. Like, I guess I'm going to tell the story. I better take the bottles in.
Yeah, that's why we're all just like, where did you get these? These haven't been made in years.
They taste really old.
Is that why you're wearing a stripy jumper as well?
You just robbed the bank. You like a bandit.
You got a good robber look.
Wow.
You got a good robber look right now.
I can't stop.
You look like one of the ones... Did you guys have that cartoon here, Lucky Luke?
No.
She's not having Simpsons, she's Lucky Luke. This breaks my heart.
She's always quoting Lucky Luke. She's like, Lucky Luke predicted the future so many times.
Yeah, Lucky Luke.
It's one of the most influential cartoons of all time.
Anyway, you look like one of the robbers in there.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They were hot, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it, Paddy. This is not this is not an insult.
These are fit robbers.
These cartoon robbers.
Yeah, some cartoons are so sexy, aren't they?
Lucky Luke. Mm. Why do I even think the name is Lucky Luke? That's not what it would have been called in Dutch.
Mm.
This is driving me
You're
insane.
You're just having
now.
A small existential crisis about your identity.
I am, actually. Yeah. I think I might have hallucinated this entire cartoon. Wait, I'm gonna. You guys talk.
Wouldn't Paddy look nice if he was a cartoon? Some of the cartoons are really fit, though. You're right.
Who do you think is sexy?
I think that they deliberately make them hot as well.
Robin Hood,
for sure.
Robin Hood, yeah.
The fox.
Yeah.
He's so hot. Him and Aladdin.
Aladdin. Aladdin was like ripped as well.
Mm. Aladdin, so fit.
So fit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They had no business making Nala from The Lion King as sexual as she was.
Sexy.
In that scene, this that was a choice. What,
yeah.
What if we make this lion bangable?
It's just very confusing because at that age you're so confused.
Lucky Luke.
That is not what Paddy
looks
like.
No, he looks like the robbers.
He's a cowboy.
This is the cowboy. Yeah. And then here.
Is this an American show? I won't deny it.
They've got chins you could build a house on.
These guys are hot.
They got tashes? That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'll post a picture on it. This is the worst podcasting. I'll post a picture on it for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We're talking about hot cartoons. So
yeah. Who? Nala? Anyone else?
Nala, I had a bit of a thing for... did anyone watch Kim Possible?
Yeah.
The villain in that. What was she called? The bad one.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was like she was like your older sister's, like, you know, emo friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have an older sister, and she didn't have any of my friends.
No. But, oh, shit, I've just explained
myself.
But
you would have been.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. But we did get some little insight into...
Paddy's life.
Into Paddy's life then.
Well, they did make cartoons sexy. Why did they do that?
Do you have any ones that you
keep
like...
us interested, I think. Lucas is just nodding.
Who do you find sexy?
Lucas, come on.
I was thinking of Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
That was an awakening. That was an awakening.
They're like
that triggered something.
You said that's so creepy.
That was
I was playing into it, but she
walks her fingers up his shoulder and she goes, "You need to be more flexible." And then she like whips all around him.
Yeah. So sexy.
So sexy.
And if you're gonna make them that sexy, then let's see them at it.
If you're gonna make
a character, if you're gonna make Jessica Rabbit that sexy rabbit. We need to see something.
But people have made that, right?
I know, but I don't want to see this. It's kind of be sad. I wouldn't go, search.
We want official merch.
Yeah, we want real thing.
Official sex. You want official It's like Aladdin and then the porn that comes with it.
Well, like, you know,
we're not desperate, Mickey. We just want to see the rabbit fuck.
There was a time in cinema when there'd always be a sex scene, right? Right. So what's jarring about watching like a lot of films from like the 70s or whatever. What did I see recently? What's the one where they go to Venice and they're chasing that little red person? Don't look back. You know?
Yes. Yeah, don't look back.
Don't look back.
My dad keeps telling me to watch this
movie,
film.
Yeah, right? It's a classic 70s horror movie. But what you forget is because it's in
the... director just died of that.
Did he?
Anyway,
just died?
I think so, because I read they were like, director, don't look back. And I was like, I've never seen this movie, and now you've mentioned it.
It's a good movie, but... What's funny about
it? Mentioned it like three times recently.
Really?
What's going on?
But it's very horny.
Is it?
It's like it's a horror film.
Daddy,
but then for no reason there's loads of sex scenes, aren't there? Just going full on. So why can't we see Mr. Incredible doing that?
Yeah. If we can see James Bond.
You're not making good points.
No. I think these are really good points.
Why does this adult horror film have sex in it, yet this children's Pixar film doesn't have anybody
having
sex?
Then don't make her sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she's far sexier than all the people in that film.
Okay. I love that. Fuck you, people, and don't look back.
Fuck you, you ugly mugs. Stop having sex. Join our petition for Jessica Rabbit.
Wow. I hope I meet her one day.
Yeah. That was one of the extremes, though, wasn't it? Jessica Rabbit was the far end of the sexy cartoon.
Is she a Looney Tune?
Yeah, she's Bugs Bunny's... Isn't she Bugs Bunny's girlfriend?
Yeah, but it's just in that movie, I think. I don't think she was part of the Looney Tunes cinematic universe.
What movie?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, they brought in a bit of skirt for the feature.
It's an adult movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because didn't they change...
Well, not an adult movie, a grown-up movie.
They changed her, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made...
They changed her. They took away her boobs.
They nerfed
Sarah.
Her. They nerfed
Did they? They took away her boobs. Well, I know who I'll be playing in the next...
Honestly, this is a Sundance podcast.
They took away her boobs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The left has gone too far.
They desexualized the green M&M as well, didn't they?
Yeah, she was gorgeous. We saw her the other day, actually. Me and Ed saw her the other day.
This is now a podcast with two people on their phones.
Yeah, this
that
is terrible.
Ed was holding her hand.
I just have to find it.
Oh, you went to the M&M store
and she's
with
just
Ed.
As beautiful in the flesh.
Night.
Yeah.
And was she wearing heels or trainers?
I can't find it.
Trainers.
Like, trainers, so
she
yeah.
used to wear heels.
She used to wear a little pair of heels and she was all legs.
Saucy.
I'm for that.
Well, YouTube old M&M. You'll be really into it. But I think they decided it was not very feminist.
I can't find it, I feel like I saw a picture the other day where it was like Jessica Rabbit, but it was just like a female rabbit and playing basketball. And they were wearing like a jersey.
Can I ask what you tried to Google?
I Googled Jessica Rabbit all new.
Okay, you didn't Google Jessica Rabbit.
I thought I would get like a comparison.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Oh. It was just old. People were like, we actually don't care about new. Mm. Here's sexy Jessica
we
Rabbit.
We presume you're here for the tits. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I mean, like, who's not here for the tits for Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, you're
right.
You've made a
all
good
of us.
Point. Mm. Yeah, no, we're all in
agreement.
This together.
Great.
It's the first thing we've all agreed on.
Yeah.
First time we've agreed on
anything.
Yeah,
wow.
The entire
well, Paddy,
creation of this podcast.
That was, do you have more stories? Or are you just saying, like, there were so many stupid things we did?
So that was a big business in terms of being arrested.
Yeah, I just remember loads of times, like, yes, cycling home drunk and just. Remember when I was 14, my sister was 17. And her car failed its MOT. It was like a little metro. And because we just had a field in the back, so live in the countryside, I just got to keep the car and learn to drive on my own when I was 14. And I taught all my friends how to drive. I just remember times like crashing it into trees, crashed into a pond and it like teetered over the pond and my dad told me off.
I love that you're like teaching your friends how to drive.
I know.
Whilst just crashing into absolutely everything.
I know. We played Predator when we were doing GCSE study leave, where someone would be in the car and the other one, my friend, because again, countryside, we all had like BB guns or air pistols. And so I could hit them with the car, but they could also shoot the car with their guns.
You could hit them with the car.
Slowly, like they and they'd and we spray painted it. We spray painted numbers on it. It was actually awesome.
That's so funny.
It sounds really fun.
But there were a few times, and I remember my friend had a car. He lived on a farm, and I remember that the back passenger seat on the right didn't shut properly, and I remember he went round a corner once, and my friend fell out. He like literally fell out and I pulled him back in.
Oh
so
my God.
So I can't think of one time, but I just think of so many occasions.
Where somebody died so many times.
None of you should have ever been allowed near cars, and you were near cars a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And every time you made a stupid decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you said, I nearly drove into a pond, it teetered over the edge, and my dad told me off.
Yeah. I had to go in the house and tell him, and he was like...
worst part about that story is getting told off by your dad.
Yeah.
As opposed to nearly driving into a pond.
We drove a lawnmower into the pond. Me and my sister, yes. We sat on it. She was doing the pedals and I was doing the steering. And we kind of like, neither of us would have...
like a cartoon.
Yeah, she wouldn't. I wouldn't steer away and she wouldn't brake. So we just carried on going and drove into it. It was empty at that point.
What? Oh, it was right. Like chicken?
Yeah. But not, we weren't having fun. I was going, you know that thing where you're having a sibling argument?
Yeah.
Where I was like, you stop. And she was like, no, you turn. And we just didn't. And then we just went into it.
That's you were both livid. Like so stubborn.
Yeah. Livid. So my dad funny. Is livid.
I imagine, which sister was that?
That's my older sister.
I imagine crashing a lawnmower would be really, really bad.
Yeah. Mm. You know it, right? With that feeling you get, whatever's going on with your sibling, and then that eerie silence.
That moment of like, we're fucked.
We're suddenly unified again.
This is bigger
than you. Yeah.
We've got to work out the plan.
Yeah, because the enemy now is like our parents.
This is bigger than you are.
What's done is done.
Yeah.
Did the lawnmower work after that?
Yeah, it did work.
That's amazing.
It did work, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. It was in an empty pond, but it went...
Do you drive a lot now?
No, I had a car when I moved to London and then it just cost so much and I had to park it a mile away from where I lived, so I had to get rid of it.
Yeah. Mm. It's probably good, I think.
From
all these stories, I'm like, maybe you should take a break from cars.
Should I say this is a weird coincidence?
Go on.
Sold it on, what's it called, Auto Trader. And then I got a message. Because you put it up anonymously, right? You don't put your name on it. And then someone's full name, a really odd name. Shall I say it? Oh, mate. It's a very unique name. And it's the same name as a teacher of mine from drama school.
Stop.
And he said it's still available. And then I messaged him on Facebook. I said, did you just try and buy a car for me? And he said, I knew we'd see each other again. And he bought the car.
That's really creepy. Isn't that cool?
Came to my house in Catford at the time. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. It was awesome.
And he was in drama school?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I found that so fascinating. Good. You went to drama. That's a really good story. But also, you went to drama. Did you go to which one?
The world famous Man Met.
Manchester Metropolitan. Yeah. That
was Manchester School of Theatre.
That was a good drama school.
It was a good drama school, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Do you go to drama school?
No, I didn't go to drama school.
Why do you know?
Because I used to work at a drama school.
Oh, yeah, that's
which one
right.
did you work at?
Lambda.
Nice.
Mm.
What did you do?
I worked in the marketing department.
Wow.
Yes. I've had a life, Paddy. I've been around.
You've had like one job.
I've had one job.
I've had one job.
I was bad at it. Yeah. I did not have my internship.
And then you became like a full-time comedian.
Yeah, pretty much immediately. Yeah.
What did you want to do when you went into that job?
I wanted to live in London
and
earn some money.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
I think it's so funny because you've had one job and I think I've had 67 jobs.
Yeah,
I've had like other jobs. That wasn't the one job I've ever done in my life. Just that.
What other job have you had?
I've worked in pubs and bars. Why are you frowning at me like that? I've worked in pubs and bars. I had a paper round.
I was back quite a bit.
I'm sorry.
I was a nanny.
You're right.
You've been a part spell.
Of the, you've been a part of the workforce.
I worked for an interior design company for a while, doing social media.
Yeah. How long was that?
There's a lot of things you don't know about me, Mickey.
Yeah.
But also, I'm sorry for being a successful comedian.
Wow.
I'm sorry for not needing to have a contract. I apologise.
This is where you see Sarah's real colours.
Yeah.
And they are...
I'm catty.
Ugly.
Mm.
Yeah.
You may not have been at drama school, but you were at drama school.
Oh, yeah.
You're at drama school right now.
I'm taking you to drama school.
How was drama school?
It was all right.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's boring.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's everything you think about it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime someone, there's a famous clown school for the listeners that people go to.
Yeah. Just talking about this last week.
Who are comedians. And they go and they learn how to clown. And whenever they talk about it, and I'm always like, half of this is just normal acting school stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're just like talking about movement class. Do you know what I mean? Like, just like, you're rolling around on the floor. I'm like, that's what people do in acting school.
I just think it's the maddest shit in the world, isn't it? Just like...
What, going to a little French village to learn how to clown?
To learn how to be... Going to clown school. Taking yourself off for a few weeks to go to clown school.
Yeah?
I just never could dream. I could never justify the expense. I can't, like, genuinely, just like the money, like it's so expensive to go to clown school.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, I'm putting this much money down and I'm going off to clown school. Like, I think that would be the, like, I had my boobs chopped off recently, and I think clown school would be the thing where my mum would be like, well, your father and I don't want to speak to you anymore.
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think I would go to clown school if I was a vampire. And I just had, like, so much time. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
And then just in one of my times, I think I would just be like, oh, well, what haven't I done? I've gone to law school. I've gone to...
But this is when you're,
a doctor.
This is when you're, like, 500 years old.
Yeah, I'm 500 years in.
And you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Gaulier still exists.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think 500 years and then I go to clown school.
No disrespect to people that go to clown school. It's just... I think it's pathetic.
All right.
Unlike being a comedian.
Should we ask Paddy the second question?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for that first answer.
I hope it worked.
Well, we're putting it out regardless.
The rules are there are no rules. Have you ever had a sliding doors moment? If you'd like me to explain what
explain
sliding,
it, please.
So basically, we ask you your near miss question, which is like a big thing where it's like very tangible. This could have gone a different way. Mm. Your sliding doors is like a more innocuous thing that you know truly did change the course of your life.
Mm. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here right now. If I hadn't made that choice, if I hadn't gone to that meeting.
I've been thinking so hard about this.
Oh, no.
And it's been a struggle.
Don't listen.
The only one that came to mind?
We what? Never want you to think hard.
Really?
No. We would never put that on anyone.
No.
The only one that comes to mind is how I came to be with my baby boy Ed Knight, who I make a lot of stuff with.
Please tell us about that.
Split second then, I thought you had a baby.
Just didn't mention it.
Yeah. Please tell us about how you and your baby boy Ed Knight.
Well, we never gig together or anything like that.
Mm.
And then at the Fringe, not the one just gone the year before, bumped into him and his girlfriend Liv.
Just to explain to the listener, Paddy and Ed make very, very funny sketches together.
Very funny Thank sketches.
You're like a little really, comedy really duo. Good. But just clarifying, because people might think that you're in a relationship, which would be fine.
Yeah.
Which would be fine. We'd be okay
well,
with
that. One doth protest too much. Yeah. Sarah, I don't think you think would it would be fine.
Fine.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we make lots of stuff together. And I think a lot of people assume that we've known each other for a long time, but we haven't. We just hit it off. But I met him and his girlfriend Liv at Edinburgh, and we all got on, and then we thought no more of it. And then I messaged him. I happened to message him when he was on the way to a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, he messaged me and I messaged him back, but it was very like short.
Yeah.
And then in the audience was my sister, Kate. And the MC was talking about, she asked some sort of question. I think it was about Instagram or TikTok, who uses or whatever. And my sister thought everyone was going to cheer. And just she cheered. And she went, oh, why do you do it? And she said, oh, my brother makes stuff. He's a comedian. And he said, oh, what's he called? And he said, oh, Paddy Young. And then the MC was like, oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, whatever. And then Ed came on stage and said, I've just been, your brother just messaged me just now. And he was on stage that night. And then they got speaking. And then we got speaking about how weird that was. And then we were like, why don't we meet up and... you know, do something. And then we tried to make a few things, then we started making sketches together. But I do think we got on well enough, but we were not in the same scenes at all.
So it was literally because your sister was at this gig?
I think that was like, yeah, that was like, that spurned it on
a lot. Like the catalyst?
Yeah, that was the catalyst, exactly.
Is this older sister or mushroom sister?
Mushroom sister.
I thought it'd be mushroom sister. I didn't want to guess, sister. But I had my money on mushrooms.
I love this.
Yeah.
Because also, this is like a genuine sliding doors moment, because the sketches have really like, presumably quite changed your life.
Yeah, it definitely was more effective than, like, you know, all the things that you're supposed to do. Mm. You make so many pals in comedy, and you think you're going to be making all your stuff with these people, but it's just funny how they're not like necessarily the people that you end up making loads of stuff with, or it doesn't work, and then you just meet someone, then it just works straight away. And
well, you guys do work really, really well
I really
together.
Like yeah. working with them, yeah. yeah. But it is just nice that we weren't at all in the same scene at all, and it was just a sheer... coincidence, and we sort of that spurned us on a bit.
And you've been opening for him now on his tour.
Yeah, when he went to do his hometown gig, and I opened him for that. He was very, very good. You should see Ed's tour. Very funny.
So he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
What is it? Rise and Shine.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out, Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine.
Go see him.
That's a lovely one.
Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah, I love that. Mm. But listen, we're pretty big tweeps. Like, we really love like a love story.
We love
like
love.
A friendship tale. Like, we really do really like those.
Yeah. Do you ever tell your stories on this?
No, people don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we've given up.
Really? Actually, I've told all of my stories on this, and every single one of them has been humiliating.
Mickey has such wild stories.
No, that's...
Mickey has insane stories. And, like, you have a lot of stories. I think I forget my stories, but I do tell... Occasionally, we tell
stories. Yeah, you have stories.
I got stories. I got stuff. I've lived a life.
Yeah.
Remember
that one job you
had? I worked at drama school. Yeah, well... And that's not the first time I've told that story on the pod. I had a job one time.
You're really like clinging on to that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, the office. Yeah, no, I know all about being in the office.
Meet me by the water cooler.
Yeah, marketing.
Marketing, yes.
Ooh,
emails. How long did you do that job for?
Emails.
Give us a time frame.
A year.
That's a lot in comedian years.
That's a lot ages in comedian years.
What are comedian years?
Well, they just don't stay. We don't stick around for long, do we?
Yeah. I mean, I've had my job for the last 7 years, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, fair enough. Okay, Mickey's better than me at keeping a job.
No, I think the moral of the story is that you obviously are better than me because I've had a job for the last 7 years.
No, I don't think that's true.
You've had no time to watch The Simpsons.
I sold myself.
I've had no time to watch The Simpsons.
I sold myself out to the man, you know?
Yeah.
I love my job. Some people at my job listen to our podcast.
Really? What do you do?
I work in a library in a school.
People at your job listen to our podcast?
Yeah, sometimes they come in and they're like, oh, by the way, I listen to your podcast.
So the things I could tell them about you.
Yeah. Clara. Yeah. Shout out Clara. She listens.
Hi, Clara. Mickey steals stationery. She doesn't. I'm kidding, Clara. I'm kidding.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
She's going to report me to the big boss.
Please don't, Clara.
To the boss of the library.
Clara, stop. Please turn around. Stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Clara, sign up to our Patreon.
Okay. Let's not. Okay.
Actually, so we don't have to steal
the stationery. Sign up to Patreon and we'll give you the staples
pipe
back.
Pipe down. That was a lovely story.
Really
love that.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Paddy. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to have you. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going on tour. Come see me.
Yes, please.
The show's called Hungry, Horny, Scared. We're in Soho Theatre 15th to the 20th of January and then about 15 other cities. So come see it. It's on my Instagram.
What inspired the name of your tour?
It was a mantra I used to say to myself, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm scared. It used to make me laugh. And then I said it on stage once, it made people laugh. And then there's a walrus in the show. A walrus came to my hometown of Scarborough and he did a lot of the things. The words made sense what he was up to. That's all I'll say. Did you hear about this? The walrus that came to Scarborough?
What?
Walrus turned up in Scarborough. You remember?
I saw it in the show.
Oh, you saw it in the show?
Yeah. Did you say a walrus came to my hotel in Scarborough?
Not hotel now.
Hometown.
Hometown.
Hometown. I was like...
A walrus?
How did you see him? So it kind of like washed up on the shore?
Yeah. First time that I've ever seen a walrus been spotted on the Yorkshire coast.
Really?
Yeah.
And then it came into town?
Came to Scarborough. And
walk into town.
Shall I give you a little spoiler?
Yeah, give me a spoiler.
He started wanking in front of the whole thing.
That's
amazing.
Funny.
So then I was like, I have to call the show that now.
I do.
Because he was hungry, horny, and scared. Like, that's, I was like, it just makes sense.
I do. I think I saw this news story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And that was you, was it?
Well, that was him. No, I was there. Oh, I wasn't there, actually.
Paddy is in the walrus.
Yeah. Well, that's my town.
Paddy's the big.
You're not the walrus.
That's the reveal in the show.
Sorry, I'm lost.
Paddy is the walrus.
What's going on?
And that walrus was my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen. That's great stuff. It sounds excellent.
Thanks.
Go and see the tour. Go and see Paddy on tour.
Go and see Paddy on tour.
Please.
Lovely to have you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the milk bottles as well.
You scrammed at least one of them up.
I had one.
I had one and I was not impressed.
Me neither. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Paddy
that
Young.
That was Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Oh, this is good.
Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Hey.
It sounded like you say, I'm looking to get down.
Ooh, I like to get down.
Paddy Young.
Paddy Young.
Please check out his sketches with Ed Knight. They really are very good.
So very, very silly
stuff.
Really good stuff. Sorry about if any of you had any distressing reactions to the sound of chewing during that podcast.
I think we probably got rid of most of it.
You can't really hear it.
Mm. I think probably we got rid of most of it.
I just,
but it's a real pet peeve of mine.
I can get rid of it.
I just remember listening to a podcast that I really, really loved, and then they did like 100 episode and they got a big cake and they were both eating the cake and it was like, I won't even mimic the sound because it's not nice. But
it's a real pet peeve of mine. So I was like, when Patty started eating, I was like, no.
I'm shutting that
down. I got real dodgy about it.
Yeah, no. I loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We really appreciate it. Can't tell you enough. Once again, we've not plugged our Patreon before the episode, but please, we're going to hop over there now. And
continue the episode there.
Keep chatting.
Which is what we've been doing. So if you like hearing us chat, then there actually is like probably a good couple of hours of extra chatting the Patreon.
And I start like confessing stuff when we're behind the meat curtain as well.
Yeah.
Really good.
You say a lot of shit.
I say a lot of things I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
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 Like really sort of politically disgraceful things.
We just have to pretend that we're okay with it.
Yeah, we just have to pretend.
You guys are so okay with it. Listen, and like sometimes it's tests and I'm judging you.
Anyone who really wants to cancel Sarah, please listen to our Patreon.
I'm giving it to you on a plate. Honestly, come get me. For just £3 a month, you can take me down.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. There they are.
We get like 1,000 patrons.
So thank you guys so much. Sign up to our Patreon, and I think that's it. You'll hear us.
Oh,
next time.
You'll hear me. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.